Baking Hershey's Kisses Peanut Butter Blossoms is the perfect way to celebrate the holiday season with friends and family. With their classic, rich, creamy milk chocolate taste, there's no better way to heartwarm the holidays than by baking with Kisses chocolates. Find Hershey's Kisses holiday chocolates at your favorite retailer.
W.
T.
L.
It's a big, hairy American winning machine. You ain't first, you're last.
W.
T.
L.
All right, nice, huh? Got a talk show here, talk show with my mic. I got everything!
W.
T.
L.
What he does is work out at Pit Bonus. 10 and 2, 85% weekend. You're a mute!
W.
T.
L.
Brings me to my next point. Don't smoke crack.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by...
Jabron.
Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
What's up, guys? We're back in business. My sweet spot here, Andy. I love going to the College World Series, and I know the teams that I want to watch in the World Series, so here we go.
We've been to quite a few games over the years.
No doubt.
At TD Ameritrade. Now it's Charles Schwab.
Schwabby.
The Schwabinator. All right. We do know it's not Rosenblatt anymore. Mm-hmm. RIP. And we love it.
Crying emoji.
Yep. But no, let's get into, I really liked where we were at last week talking about the road to Omaha, talking regionals. Let's just talk super regionals.
Yeah. I mean, this is the best thing in sports that's happening this week. I mean, We got the NBA finals. Kind of everybody's kind of out of the loop with that. I have a whole bunch of guys that don't like either team. Everybody in Nebraska loves baseball. Mm-hmm. Even if Nebraska's not there, we still love it. We host it. Everybody comes out to the ballpark still. Let's talk about these eight super regional matchups. And we got to start out with number one.
Yeah. Let's talk about this. Tennessee, I mean, they're still far and away the favorite at plus 180.
Yeah.
I mean, they're head and shoulders above everybody. They were pushed, though, by Campbell. You know, they gave him a little bit of a test there, and so did Georgia Tech.
For sure.
However, Tennessee was able to flex and get out of there, and no one's shying away from them taking down this super regional either. They're still so far out in front.
Yeah, they got minus 370 odds to win this regional, which is... far out in the most, the worst odds to bet on, just because everybody knows that they're the nation's number one team, has the highest implied probability to reserve a seat in the College World Series at 78.7%. That's just unheard of in a super regional because most teams are usually stacked up pretty well. They're going up against your kind of Cinderella team that we were talking about last week with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. They did make it out.
Yeah.
They did make it out,
that's
Andy.
I was saying.
Yep.
I wasn't saying super regional.
and they got a plus 280 to win this regional. Mm-hmm. I don't see a lot of people hopping on it.
No.
Is there any chance that Notre Dame stands a chance in the series? Consistency from their rotation, maybe. And the biggest factor would be hope that Tennessee is already looking to Omaha, because that, in my mind, is the only way that they get out of there alive.
Yeah, I'm not touching Notre Dame any longer now that they've run up against the Vols of Tennessee. And you're looking at two opposite ends of the spectrum here.
Yeah.
Tennessee's the best odds. I mean, DraftKings has them as plus 150.
Yeah.
Okay, then you scroll down and you keep scrolling down.
Yeah, to win the World Series.
Yeah, yeah. And Notre Dame's at plus 3,000.
Yeah.
So that kind of gives you an idea of,
agreed,
of where people are at. And obviously that's saying Tennessee's going to win this one.
Yeah. No, I would
Notre
just say
Dame's
the,
not.
Yeah, the plus 280 was for them just to make it out of the Super
out
Regional,
super, no.
which I think should be way bigger odds than even that.
That's ridiculous.
I just don't see them making it out. Tennessee, the Vols, they're leading in Team ER. RA, home runs, run differential, just to name a few things.
yeah. So we like Tennessee getting to Omaha.
Yep.
I mean, I know I do. And Notre Dame had a heck of a season, tippy cap, all that good stuff.
For sure.
But they have run into a freaking freight train here that is the Tennessee Volunteers.
Numero uno, yes.
All right, so let's get on to another one of my Cinderella picks that fared fairly well.
Yeah, you beat me on this one.
Yes, Stanford now is taking on UConn.
Yeah.
And now I like UConn, getting by Maryland. Of course, there was a couple of calls there that people are talking about. Hey, that's baseball, okay?
That's baseball, baby.
That's baseball. Don't give me that.
Yeah.
But UConn's now matched up against Stanford. They got to travel across the nation to get to this regional, the super regional. And Stanford's the heavy favorite, and I believe they should be.
Yeah. UConn versus Stanford right here. It's the battle of, you know, the Huskies' excellent pitching staff versus the Stanford big bats. The Cardinals' pitching depth and offense, I think, will get them through it.
Mm-hmm.
The starting rotation is definitely not as good as UConn, but Stanford's a powerhouse. UConn's a fun story. I just think the story runs out. They had one of the weaker regionals with Maryland and Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Everybody kind of knew that Maryland was kind of a little bit of a pushover. I wanted them to win, obviously, because we got family out there. They're Big Ten people. but no, you called it right with UConn, but I think the fun story, the Cinderella story, is coming to an end because this Stanford Cardinals team is just a powerhouse.
I think people forget that they're actually the number two overall seed.
Yeah,
they had a heck of a season out there on the West Coast, and that's just so easy to forget about. They survived. Now, that was one where I did kind of go out on a limb, Texas State, did they have them on the ropes.
They had them on the ropes.
God, they were about 2 runs in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
And gave up back-to-back jacks in the bottom of the ninth.
Yep.
And then, you know, you could just feel that momentum after that first home run in the bottom of the ninth that, oh, boy, the Cardinal looks like they're going to pull this one out.
No doubt about it, Andy. And like you're saying, against that, in their one loss to Texas State in the regional, they only managed to get 2 runs, and then again only 4 in their bracket-clinching win. So that's only 6 runs when they usually averaged about 6 or 8 every single game. So I don't see them taking that big a step back and not producing runs like they did in this regional. I think their head's on straight.
They had their scare.
Yep. And like you said, the Cardinal have the second highest implied probability of any team to make the Final Eight, which is at 74%. So, you know, you can see which way the money's leaning there. Really like Stanford here. But, you know, UConn
is the value there, though? Where are we at?
Stanford to just come out of the Super Regional here is at -285, which, you know, you'd have to risk a lot to win, you know, a little bit there. So if you're looking at value, UConn, you know, kind of on a, you know, streak here.
Hey, that's why I liked them the first time, the first round.
They're at +225 to get out of this Super Regional. It's just, it's good value, but when it comes down to it, Andy, are you going to be able to cash in on that +225? I'm saying no.
No, I would have to agree with that as well. Even though I rode UConn to this point, but you know, I mean, that's where you bet with your head, not your heart.
And exactly,
my heart's not in it with the Huskies any longer.
A little bit down the list here, Andy. I believe that we're going to be split a little bit. We're looking at the number 3 team in the nation right now coming to this, Oregon State Beavers versus the Auburn Tigers, I would guess.
Yes, the Tigers.
and this is where, you know, it opens up a little bit.
Here we go.
Yeah, so Oregon State comes in to this at -155 to win this Super Regional. So that is pretty good value.
That is.
It's in Oregon. It's in Corvallis.
Yep. The home team.
And Auburn's at a +125. So with a big, you know, kind of, Auburn's not a slouch, but Oregon State's a Beaver team that's always there.
Yep.
I'm having a hard time with this.
How? Why? Oregon State's the number 3 overall seed. Auburn's the 14th seed. So I mean, out of the 16 teams still around, they're one of the one of the worst.
All I'm saying is that Auburn breezed through their tougher bracket with a +10 run differential against UCLA and Florida State. And nearly every aspect, the Tigers outplayed the Beavers in their respective regional bracket. I know that they're not playing. I know that they weren't playing the Beavers, but I think they played in a much harder regional and kind of breezed through it. And when I'm looking at these kind of things, Andy, when I'm looking at these brackets where they're coming out of, I'm looking about who they played and who Oregon State played. Who Auburn played was a lot better teams, and they freaking kicked the crap out of them.
Okay,
like I said, +10 run differential in their regional.
They're hot. You want to ride
that. If I'm looking for a good play, if I'm looking at a plus money play, I'm taking this Auburn +125 here to upset Oregon State in this Super Regional.
Yeah, I'm going to be a chalk chalk donkey on this. I'm going Oregon State.
Yeah.
And if there's no value there, where are they at?
It's in Corvallis.
Yeah, yeah, I know it's there, but what's their – they got to be – they're the favorites, minus 155.
Oh, minus 155. So, yes, sir.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
No.
And, you know, you can just stay off of it, too, if you want.
Yep.
You can look. There's a whole another half of the bracket that we haven't even got to yet that I can look at, you know, if I feel the need to. So there is no way. There is no way I'm going Auburn
all
here.
Right.
I mean, 14th overall – it's all seed. Get out of here. Southern Miss was 11 seed. East Carolina was an 8 seed. Oklahoma State was a 7 seed.
Yeah.
Auburn's sitting there at a 14, but I get it. I get it.
You know these seeds don't mean shit when you get into the tournament, right?
I mean, I think they do. I think they do.
I want to scare you with one more thing. Okay. Outside of the 12-3 victory that they had against San Diego, Oregon State came away out of their home regional with a minus 1.67 run differential. That means that they literally were losing every other game besides the one that they won 12-3. So
I know that they
hunkered down. They got it. They're in the super regional. I just think that Auburn's playing a lot better baseball right now, and I like the plus money. So we're going to split on this.
I like the plus money too, but everything we said about Stanford, where they had their scare and they survived,
yeah.
Translate that over to Oregon State for me now. I'm rocking the Beavers. Omaha loves Oregon State. Bring them back.
Bring them back.
Ride them in, and I'm a chalk donkey on this one.
All right.
So we got one more here that we want to tackle before taking a quick break. That's Virginia Tech, Oklahoma. Now this is a fun one. There's some things in the air here.
Yeah. No, this is another close one. Virginia Tech coming in at minus 195, so a little worse odds than the last one. But Oklahoma's coming in at a +160 just to win this super regional, just to make it to the final eight.
What was that? Where's Oklahoma?
+160.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. I don't. I'm Virginia Tech through and through on this regional. Virginia Tech is one of the national favorites to win the whole College World Series, just having one loss in the series during the regular season and coming away with their regional at a +10 run differential, just like I was talking. Tech leads Oklahoma in almost every category, notably everything in hitting and pitching, which is
just hitting and pitching,
which is the game of baseball. So
yeah,
no,
Kate Hunter is swinging a heavy bat right now for the Hokies, and their ace Drews Hackenberg. I mean, he is dealing.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you where I do like Virginia Tech.
Yeah,
I like him overall. The futures, I like him in the futures at that +800.
Yeah,
no. I think that's the ticket. If I'm going to bet on the Virginia Tech right now, that's what I'm looking at. Oklahoma, I still can't forget them knocking off Texas.
Yep, they're red hot.
So here is, you know, what you were just saying about Auburn. I kind of feel that way about Oklahoma. However, when I'm talking looking value style bets, I love that future at +800 Virginia Tech.
I might still just have a little animosity against the Sooners for taking my Gators out, but they are red hot. They took down the Big 12 tournament. They won in Gainesville. By surprise, they weren't supposed to come out of there. But Virginia Tech has a 66% chance to make it to the College World Series, which is literally gauging every expert, every betting site, everything in the entire nation.
To beat Oklahoma here.
Just to make it to the Elite Eight there.
And so I flipped over to FanDuel here just to get a look at some of these futures.
For
Virginia
sure.
Tech, they're at that +800 along with a couple other books. Oklahoma is sitting at +4,000.
Yeah.
That tells you all you need to know.
I think it does.
About right here. So I might ride with Virginia Tech here. But I really like how Oklahoma's playing. But yeah, just like
baseball can go any other way.
Yeah, just like with UConn, the story's got to end at some point in time. And Virginia Tech coming out of the ACC, this might be it for the old Sooners.
I hope it is, because I would rather have Virginia Tech there than Oklahoma. Nothing against Oklahoma. I just like Vatek as a better chance to take down the whole tournament. I don't think that Oklahoma can take down the whole tournament, even if they make it to the College World Series. Virginia Tech is going to be able to play with people like Tennessee, like Stanford, like Texas. If they make it to the College World Series, it's gonna be good no matter the way you slice it.
All right, so we just talked about an entire half of the Super Regionals bracket here. Anything else you're kind of looking at as far as these eight teams? Some futures, some teams to stay away from.
My whole thing is that I do like the VaTech, like you were saying, the +700, or you can find it at +800 in some spots to win the whole tournament. That is one of my you know ride or die kind of ones this week.
I like that.
It's very good value. I think it's a really good value, and that's one of my, you know, top plays for everybody out there listening.
You know, right behind them is Oregon State at +900. I'll give you one to stay away from, and it could be because I still have a little animosity, but Stanford at +700, get out of here. I don't see it. If their bats can go cold like that, you know,
can happen again.
Yeah, I don't trust that, and that's kind of what people have been talking about all season, is how they'll just club you. They'll just club you to death. And you know what? That's how they got out of a jam against Texas State.
It happened. You know, it happened.
Back to back.
You can see the talent. You can see the powerhouse. It's just, will these higher ranking pitching staffs? You know,
you get to Omaha now you're facing the best of the best.
The best of the best. I don't like them to take down the tournament. Like I said, the two teams I'm really looking at to win the whole. That's not Tennessee, because anybody can throw that pick out, is Stanford and a team that we're going to talk about in the second half of this podcast, North Carolina.
All right, well, let's take a quick break here. Now, we kind of threw a little shade towards some of the big label sports here, but if folks want to get in on what we think as far as picks with the NBA Finals, where can they find that throughout the week?
Oh, for sure, guys. Just follow us on TikTok. Follow us on Twitter. I just got done putting down my props for Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Go out there, find all that kind of stuff. We got props. We got picks. We got anything that you guys could ever want on our TikTok, our Twitter, our YouTube.
There we go.
We got little shorts of us doing some fun stuff on there. So, and more stuff coming down the pipeline, guys. Just keep following us, and we're going to get you some good stuff.
And this episode is once again being brought to you by Nebraska Brewing Company, world class in every glass. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back. This is WTL. And welcome back to WTL, everybody. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by...
Jabron,
the Parlay Pounder,
yes, sir.
Always.
Yeah.
Okay, we're right in the middle of talking Super Regionals.
Yep.
College World Series, the road to Omaha.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to dive right back into it with Texas A&M versus Louisville. You know,
Louisville.
The Cardinals.
Yeah. Number 5 team in the tournament here, Texas A&M versus number 12 Louisville. Texas A&M is at -140 to come out of the Super Regional, which I think is pretty good odds. Louisville's in there at a +110 to, you know, make it to the College World Series. One thing on this, Andy, it's hard for me to pick against the Aggies when they seem to never lose a 3-game series. Never lose a 3-game series. They'll drop one or two here, you know, but, you know, not in recent memory. But even along the series, Texas A&M hasn't dropped a series since the first week in April, which is, to me, is rolling.
And in the Big 12, too. Like, there's no free passes there, and they play a tough schedule. And they also have over a decade of a body of work. When you look at, this is their 11th appearance in the NCAA tournament over the last 12 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
They got the recent success and longevity as well.
And on the other side of that coin, Andy, Louisville was just, I just think, a little bit uninspiring in its regional, dealing with the, you know, kind of soft group of the Oregon Ducks and Michigan.
Yeah.
I don't want to throw any shade to our, you know, guys to the east here, but I really think Texas A&M is going to roll this Super Regional. They're going to be in Omaha. Everybody wants to see the Aggies, and I believe this is one of the best bets of the weekend for them to win this regional at a -140.
And looking at some updated rankings and things of that nature, everyone has Louisville at either 15 or 16.
Yeah.
And their original seed was No seed.
No seed.
They yep. weren't ranked. So, you know, they got out of the regional. Good on them.
Yep.
But here's where you got to look a little bit towards the favorite and the team that's been there and the team that's put together the body of work.
Yep.
And that is Texas A&M with their 40-18 record.
I'm taking Texas A&M. And like I said, boom, folks, this is a lock on the cash register if we've seen one this
money.
Week.
Yes. Money, money,
money, money,
bank.
Money, money.
All right, let's go with the little closer
yeah.
matchup here, in anyway, in my eyes, Texas versus East Carolina. Boy, this one has everything you could ask for. Big brand, traveling,
yep.
East Carolina. East Carolina has had a heck of a baseball season, and
yep.
they've been there before as well.
For sure. But this is in Greenville, North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
so Texas is having to travel. East Carolina is still at a plus 140 as the host team, and Texas at a minus 170 coming in. Texas is the has a 63% chance to make it to the College World Series.
Mm-hmm.
It's the highest, you know,
according to that model.
It's yeah, yep, it's the highest, you know, probability, with lower ranked teams, you know, Texas coming in at number 9, and it's the fourth highest overall of any team in the country. So,
yeah.
people really like Texas. East Carolina's been defying the odds ever since they kind of got off to a rough start. I just really think they've run into the nation's hottest team.
Yeah.
I know I've said that a lot this, you know, the last couple weeks about Texas, but it just doesn't seem like they're running out of mustard. I think they're going to take it all the way to the College World Series, where there's a
yeah.
little bit of a,
well,
you know.
And East Carolina, they dropped a game to
yeah.
Coastal Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like they're playing out of their minds right now, where you could say Texas really is. They
yeah.
are scorching hot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And come on, they got the hottest bat
yeah.
throughout the season.
Yes, sir.
With the best nickname, the Hispanic Titanic.
Yeah.
Ivan Melendez.
Yep. You just named college baseball's player of the year. So, I mean,
dude, he doesn't
yeah.
look like he's slowing down.
For sure.
He's
no.
hitting for power.
He's the best he's the best player in the Super Regional Tournament. He's going to be the best player in the College World Series Tournament. My biggest point of this whole thing is the Longhorns go toe-to-toe with ECU with pitching and then just
yeah.
totally outclass them with the bats. So
yeah.
I think Texas is going to run away with this one. East Carolina, great season, but the Longhorns are coming to town. They're coming to Omaha.
Yeah, and both DraftKings and FanDuel have East Carolina, the Pirates, at the bottom of the heap as far as long shots at plus 3,500.
No doubt.
FanDuel at plus 5,000.
No doubt about
so,
it. I mean,
no, I don't want to touch that.
Yeah, and you can't get too crazy at it, but you got to. If we're talking right now, folks, you have to look at Longhorns as that long one of those long shots that you want to throw money on.
They're a contender, big time.
They're at plus 1,200 right now, which
mm-hmm.
I still think is probably one of the best values besides North Carolina at taking down this whole tournament. So literally, if you guys are on the Longhorn bandwagon,
yeah.
go get it now before they beat the crap out of this team, because these
right.
odds are going to only go lower
yeah.
because of the way that they're playing.
Yeah, they're going to hit that plus 600, plus 800 as soon as they get to Omaha.
No doubt about
and
it.
And right now, you got them at plus 1,200. I mean, we're horns down. Everyone understands that. But I love this spot right now for
yeah.
Texas, where they're at, their pedigree, what's going on here, the road that they're traveling right now to Omaha,
yeah.
and just how hot they are.
It's kind of unprecedented what they've done, because they're usually the top dog. They're usually
yeah.
people are coming into Austin to play and all that kind of stuff. So
that was a wake-up call.
It was.
Losing to Oklahoma
no doubt.
In the Big 12 tournament. That
no
was a wake-up call, and that might have been the best thing for them. I know that's kind of a cliche in sports. A good loss. But man,
it wasn't a good loss. It pissed him off, though, it seems.
It does look that way.
Yeah.
So I like that future, and obviously I like him getting out of this Super Regional as well, up against the Pirates
yep.
of East Carolina. So that is going to take us to another tight matchup here.
Yeah.
Southern Miss versus Ole Miss.
Yeah, this one's kind of crazy, Andy. Oddsmakers like Ole Miss in this series, making them the only
really?
Non-regional host.
Hmm.
Making them the only non-regional host to be favored over a regional host this round.
Dude, their coach was going to get fired. Like,
right.
He was going to get fired like a month and a half ago, and now they got him. Now they got him going to Omaha.
Yeah, that's not. This is another one that I'm kind of picking an upset on here, Andy. Is that I do not like Ole Miss. The Golden Eagles have a vastly superior rotation and don't fall far behind them on at the plate. So at least on paper, at least from what I'm reading, it's, what I'm looking
at. You're not alone on this, though. You're
I really like the Southern Miss Golden Eagles right here. Ole Miss, like LSU, is a, you know, they're kind of a, you know, they're a brand. They're a brand.
Yeah.
But I really like the Southern Miss spot right here at plus 105 to win this Super Regional.
I mean, come on. I know LSU wasn't the powerhouse that they've been in the past.
Yeah.
But the Golden Eagles still took them down, okay? Yeah. And it might have took a... some, you know, theatrics, and they had to play their best ball, but they rebounded. They won two straight games over LSU, and they advanced.
You can't dispute it. A lot of, like we were saying last week, a lot of people were picking LSU to win the whole friggin' thing.
Yep.
Obviously, because we have a lot of LSU fans, you know, in college baseball, but still, anybody that's able to do that twice and, you know, keep on trucking, especially playing against another team in, you know, Mississippi, I believe that the Golden Eagles have a very good shot of coming out of here with that plus money.
Okay, and one of these reseedings I was talking about in that first segment.
No doubt.
Okay, this one I'm looking at here has Southern Miss. They have them slotted at the 11 seed, and they have Ole Miss all the way at the bottom, the 16 seed.
Yeah.
So right there shows you, I mean, you're not alone in the thought where, hey, Southern Miss, the Golden Eagles.
With the in-state matchup, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be one of the funnest to watch. Ole Miss is, you know, coming on nicely. They're a really good team. But Southern Miss has been more consistent all season.
47 wins.
And I really think that they're... this is their shot to make it to the College World Series, and I don't think they're going to miss up on that opportunity.
Yeah, this is a great spot for Southern Miss to be in, and a team that they know they can handle.
Of course.
Not handle, but play with.
No doubt. They're not scared. They're not scared by any means.
Ole Miss has 22 losses on the season.
Yep.
So come on. And Southern Miss had to really gut one out and win two in a row over LSU.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot coming out of the region.
No doubt. Their pitching staff is just exceptional, and it's going to play perfectly into this three-game series in the Super Regional. I just think they're built for this three-gamer, and I think they're going to take it down with the plus money. Plus 105, Southern Miss, book it.
Book it. And one more thing, I'll pile on that and agree with you with Ole Miss there. I mean, there was their bats were out of their mind with that home run derby, basically, against Arizona, where they boat raced them 22-6.
For sure.
That type of stuff doesn't last. That's not, you know, you
it's
don't
not
just
sustainable.
It's not sustainable. You don't just transport. You just don't go into a game thinking, oh, we're gonna have 6-7 home runs.
Well, you definitely don't go into a Super Regional or the College World Series thinking that, because these are the top-of-the-line pitchers in the entire nation. What's the one thing that we've talked about on every one of these matchups? The rotations are good.
three deep, four deep.
Yep.
I like Southern Miss, Golden Eagles, fly high.
Let's go.
Riding with on that one.
Let's go.
So that leaves us one more. I mean, we've run down the entire list here. Tennessee, Notre Dame, Stanford, UConn, the Hispanic Titanic.
Yep.
Texas.
Out of Texas.
Oh, man, you got to love that nickname.
It's the best.
Player of the year, man.
Player of the year.
Yeah, I mean, you can have anyone call you whatever you want when you're going to swing that type of bat throughout the season. So that leaves us one more matchup. A couple of teams that we spent quite a bit of time on last week talking about.
Couple of our favorite teams last week.
And, hey, we got those picks right because they moved on.
Yep.
This is North Carolina versus Arkansas.
Yeah. The odds makers, Andy, on this series are marking it up pretty much as a toss-up. This is definitely the best matchup, I believe, toe-to-toe in this Super Regional. It's definitely probably the funnest. The two biggest, blue bloods going up against each other. North Carolina coming in at a slight dog at minus 120, as Arkansas is minus 110.
God, so bizarre.
Yeah.
That is so bizarre because, okay, you flip over, we've mentioned them, DraftKings and FanDuel. They both have North Carolina way better favored in the futures at plus 1,600 and plus 2,000.
Sorry, I said that backwards, Andy.
Okay.
That Arkansas is a slight dog at minus 110, and North Carolina is the favorite by minus 120. See, so sorry, I didn't catch that.
Yep, and North Carolina, I still love that as a futures bet. I like what Arkansas is doing.
Yeah.
How can't you?
Yeah.
They're always there. They just seem to be one of those consistent teams now with Dave Van Horn at the helm. But, man, I just – Oh, it's tough for me to get away from North Carolina and what they've been able to do.
So I'm going to spill it a little bit out for you with North Carolina. They've flown a majority of the season under the radar.
Yeah.
You know, on paper, it appears that they are the better team in this series.
Yeah, while they're the 10 seed.
While the Razorbacks gets a slight nod on the mound, UNC has the top four ranked hitters in the series.
That has to count for something.
In the entire series, they have the four best.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing that the bettors are going to be scared about is that Arkansas has this pedigree. They have this, you know, just this niche to win these, you know, big time games. But North Carolina is the better team, I believe, and that is who I'm rolling with.
And it's at the Chapel Hill Super Regional.
It's in North Carolina.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got to, I love you, North Carolina in this spot. Just like you said, yeah. For the best batters, right? Yep.
Yes.
And it's not like North Carolina, it's not like they're just throwing out
anybody
out to the mound. No, they got a staff. They're here.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're number three RPI heading into this tournament. Why can't they get a better? No one's giving them any luck here whatsoever.
No, and I've been going across the nation, you know, looking for articles just telling me that North Carolina is going to win this. And it is hard to find. Arkansas is picked by a whole bunch of bettors across the nation just because they have the Omaha experience. And it comes in handy to book another trip. They lived up to their potential in the Stillwater Regional and proved that they have clutch hitting in a bullpen. The Tar Heels are playing as well as anybody in the nation right now. If the Arkansas offense does explode like it did,
well, that's tough.
Things should get interesting.
It's gonna be a good game.
But North Carolina has been the more consistent team all year. I think they're better on paper. This is gonna be a fun one, Andy.
Total toss up here. Yep. Total toss up here. Just to go over those futures bet one more time because we kind of flip flopped there. Arkansas is at +1400.
Yeah.
UNC is at +1600 in DraftKings, so that's pretty darn close. It really is.
It's a toss-up. You know? Again, this is going to be one of the funnest ones to watch. I'm throwing some money on North Carolina. I really think that they're the better team, but that shouldn't steer you guys away if you guys are big Arkansas Razorbacks fans. Throw the money on them. They have just as good as chance. This is the Red Sox and Yankees going up against each other. This is the best we're going to get in the Super Regional.
And I'll go back to some of those updated rankings from some of these national writers. And they have Arkansas reslotted at 6.
For sure.
I'm scrolling here. North Carolina at 14.
For sure.
So this writer, or, you know, this newspaper's writers, they're giving a big-time nod.
Exactly.
To Arkansas. Interestingly enough, though, this is an article out of the southern states.
Well, there's no doubt about that, Andy. It's just, but as a level-headed, you know, baseball fan, a lot of it just comes down to, do you think Arkansas has the better pedigree? And a lot of people do. And that's the reason that they're, given that edge to them.
42 wins on the season. Yeah, I think it's going to be a toss-up. Arkansas has 41 wins on the season. North Carolina has 42. This is going to be a lot of fun.
It's
going to be a lot of fun. This one might be one where I just kind of enjoy the game.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't know if I need to even sprinkle anything on this one. I might go to some of those other teams we talked about a little bit earlier.
This North Carolina bet is definitely not one of my favorites of the weekend, but I feel like that they won me some money last week, as did Arkansas, but I just feel North Carolina is the better team, the better position, they're at home. If this was in Arkansas,
you know,
we'd be flipping. I'd be flipping.
Right. I'll tell you what, though. I'm going to watch the line as it boils down. And if it gets too out of whack and there's way too much money going to Arkansas, I won't hesitate. I will jump on North Carolina. So that's where I see the value in this one. The closer it gets to game day and that first pitch to be thrown out, I'm really going to be watching that because I think there's going to be some big-time value to be had on North Carolina if things keep trending the way they are, because it's pretty ridiculous that they reseeded them. And they have Arkansas at 6 now, where they weren't even a seed going into the tournament.
No doubt.
So I just feel like North Carolina continues to get this cold shoulder.
They do, and I think they kind of like doing that. riding under the radar a little bit.
Yep.
You know, being dogs at their own home stadium is, you know, kind of weird for them. So I'm going with the Tar Heels. I think they're beating the Razorbacks, and that's my story.
I like it. I like it. I'm going to wait and see. And if this line gets a little out of whack, which I think it might.
It could.
I think I'm going to jump on the Tar Heels as well. All
perfect.
Right. Jabron, where do folks need to go to stick with us throughout the week? You know we're looking at UFC.
Yep.
You know we're looking at the NBA Finals.
We are.
We're going to be putting some picks out there, what we like, what we don't like. Where do folks
got
to go?
Exactly. Like you said, we got the NBA Finals going on. We got UFC 275 coming on this weekend. We will have picks.
You've
got to follow us on Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. We'll get them all out to you. We'll make you some freaking money, boys.
Money.
So
you've had a pretty good run as of recent.
Yeah, I'm on cloud nine right now. But no, follow us on Twitter. Follow us on TikTok. We will have those picks out for you. And, you know, give me some heck if I don't get them right. But that rarely happens.
Yeah, you better not. You better watch it. Give the Parlay Pounder a heck. As you said, you don't want to give him heck. Real quick, we got to thank our sponsors one more time.
Heck yeah.
Nebraska Brewing Company. World class in every glass.
Yes.
I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by Jabron, the Parlay Pounder. This is WTL, Where's the Line? Thanks for listening, folks.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days, on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their game time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.